When you leave your body, you pass on. Had you ever thought about in your own heart, how will I be remembered? Am I leaving behind the type of memory in the hearts of those who know me? A memory of love, understanding, care. Let me focus on something first here, which is memorial, the definition of it. Because we're going to deal with leaving a memorial of love. Memorial is something that serves to preserve memory or knowledge of an individual or an event. Something that serves to preserve memory or knowledge of an individual or event. John 15, verse 13 reads, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Now, folks, you and I have heard that scripture time and time again during memorial time, during the 4th of July, during all of our celebrations, we remember this. But the laying down of our life does not necessarily mean for us to die. It means for us to die from self, but not necessarily physical. When I'm called to preach, I'm called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therefore, I must fight a battle inside of me continually that separates me, the human me, from the ways of the human me, to be able to sacrifice or give that life that God had given me, give it up, turn away from it, in order to love and teach love to my friends. You give up something that you love doing, knowing that God's calling you to do something else. That's love. It's a memorial, God says, of a power like you cannot imagine. The memorial love power goes straight to the spirit of who you are and who each individual human being is. Not only that, but also direct to the heart of who God is. You see, God is love. It doesn't mean that God represents love. That's not who I hear people saying that. No, God is love. He is the ultimate love. He's the reason that you and I have hope. And the reason that he gave us that hope, he sent as the form of a human being known as the babe in a manger, the Christ on the cross. That's love. Do you realize that the memorial of love that God gave us so powerful? And he expressed that love so deeply that God, the power of all the universe, of all creation, that all that ever existed, stood back and allowed his son to go through literal hell because he loves us. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God. So God came down to express to you and to me how much he loves us. 1 Corinthians 13:13 reads, there are three things that will endure. Now you got to remember this. Three things that will endure. All three of these are going to endure through eternity. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. But faith, hope, and love that you and I have been blessed with by Christ himself when he entered us through his spirit, through our spirit, and we became connected. He said, I promise you this, Larry. There will always be now in your heart faith. There'll always be hope. There'll always be love. I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Here it is. The purpose for living. We came into existence as human beings because God so loved. He created us, the scripture says, to love us. He created us to be able to associate with us. He created us so that he could give to us. That's love. Let's answer some questions. Why is love the greatest memorial? Why is love the greatest memorial? Because love is eternal from God. Love never ends. So that's the greatest memorial for you or for me to give. You have someone in your life, somebody that you remember, and so often it's very difficult. I remember during the counseling days of trying to help people work through bitterness and all of this. And the focus is, folks, look at the good side. There's plenty of bad. But the only thing that's going to bring peace to your heart is the side of love. It's the good part. God gave you a memory. And in that memory, he gave you the good times. And in those good times, he allowed you and me to live those good times over and over again. Breaks my heart seeing so many with a disease. It's called Alzheimer's. Whichever you want. Alzheimer's takes away the memory. What an attack Satan has laid against the children of God. All I will have one day when I'm sitting around and unable to do just about anything, if I'm still here, will be my memory. And to think that Satan could take it away. Something I've noticed about that disease, though. Do you remember the other Sunday when I showed you the video of she still remembers Jesus' name? Think about it. You see, the memory is physical. Jesus is spiritual. How could they sing those old songs and forget who I am? And not remember, but they remember Jesus. Jesus is spiritual. Satan can only attack that which is physical. He can never touch who I am in Christ. Love is essential from God. Love is what we need to change our life. Love is what we can pass on to others. Folks, passing on the money is nothing without love. Love's the key. When your children think back on you, your grandchildren think back on you, your great-grandchildren thinking back on you, do they remember that you loved? They've already spent the money. Only love can last. 1 John 4, second part of verse 8. For God is love. 1 Corinthians 13, 3. If I give everything I own to the poor. Oh, listen to it. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't have love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Where is the good in a good time without love? How can it be good times if there's no love there? James 2, verse 14. Dear brothers and sisters, what's the use of saying you have faith if you don't prove it by your actions? As you all know, I really have a difficult time during special occasions with people who, I know that it is a great thing that is done. People want to remember one another and all of this. But if you're around, whether it's your mother, your family, or any of this other, And you can be there to show them love rather than sending them a card that says, with all the X's and O's, I love you, where's the action in that? That's emptiness. I love you on your birthday. I love you on Christmas. I love you Valentine's Day. But don't you ask me to express my love in action, because then you're getting into real love, true love. And God says, if you want to leave a memorial, you leave that memorial of love, because that's the only memorial that will ever last. All the physical gifts you get are going to perish. Your money's not going to be worth anything. Not in very good shape right now. It's not going to matter. But love will. That's the key to life. That's the key to happiness. That's the key to eternity with Jesus. That's the key. That's reality living. People say, you've got to get out there and you know that the world is tough. Yeah, but Jesus' love is tougher than their hate. John 13, verse 34 through 35. Now I am giving you a new commandment. Listen to what, this is Jesus speaking. It's a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You shall love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Why do you think people are leaving the churches? Let me give you a new statistic this week that I got on the Southern Baptist denomination, our own denomination. We plant Southern Baptist, I say we, the Southern Baptists plant 4,000 new churches per year. Oh, it sounds pretty good, preacher. But do you know that 7,000 Baptist churches close each year? 3,000 a year deficit. Churches closing out. Why? No love. Congregation doesn't love one another. How do you know? I went to a meeting once. I saw how it was. There was no love. The people of the world are looking for love. And they're looking for a church that puts love beyond greed, selfishness, pride, power. They're looking for the love of God. And the church, Jesus' church, must get back to the love through the power in which it was built. Whoever you are, come as you are whenever you can. Second, what does it take for your personal love to be memorialized? What does it take for your love that's in your heart to really be remembered when you're gone? Your love must be practiced in obedience to God's commandment to love, as he demonstrated through Jesus, his son. Let me do that again. Your love must be practiced in obedience to God's commandment to love, as he demonstrated through Jesus, his son. You and I have to have the love of Christ. If you don't worship Christ, how are you going to have the love of Christ to share? If you only pull the name Christ in, when you talk about Jesus only as a sideline ever so often, where's the love in that? How's the person you say you love going to be able to make it if you don't tell them about Jesus? Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's Jesus again. And you remember Jesus over here said, let me give you a new one. I got a new one for you. Love each other just as I have loved you. That's a more powerful love. Because I guarantee you, you all get up, wake up a lot of mornings, and you don't even love yourself. You ain't happy with anything you did the day before or the night before. The love is not there. So therefore, you could say, well, if I'm going to love my neighbor as I love myself, I ain't going to have to put up with that neighbor today. I don't have to love him. Jesus said, yeah, you do. Let me give you a new one. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Love never gives up. Love never gives up. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle. So when you fly off the handle, your love meter just went down. Goes down a lot, doesn't it? It doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Why in the world are we keeping score on? Do you realize how many sins you committed? Good gracious. Do you realize? I still remember to this day that sin that you committed over here. Well, I don't know what you're talking about because God doesn't remember. When you said yes to Jesus, he says no sin will ever be brought up again. It doesn't reveal, it doesn't revel when others grovel. This is the Message version. Takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Puts up with anything. Trusts God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Now, our actions of love. You think of this. You remember when you first got married? To whichever wife you first got married to. Or husband. You got it? It's that generation, folks. So let's remember that. That loved one could do no wrong. You know, sweetie this, sweetie that, and all this other. Let's fix a big breakfast together. Let's enjoy that. And then sometimes in life, somebody created McDonald's, and the love just went straight out the window. E-Town has enough restaurants that you don't ever have to tell your wife you love her again because you can always eat. Think of it. Don't think of it that way, though. Love never dies. God says, that's the kind of love I want to give you. John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, obey my commandments. Now listen to this. If you love me, obey my commandments. 1 John 5, 3 reads, loving God means keeping his commandments. And really, that isn't difficult. Now here's what I want you to get out of your mind right now. He's not talking about the Ten Commandments. You'll see that in a moment. Here's the commandment he's talking about. This is the commandment for the Christian. This is the commandment that Christ says supersedes all commandments. John 15, verse 12. This is my commandment. Now, he's telling you what his commandment is. He's telling it. Now, keep my commandments. That's not that difficult. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. There it is again. This is the commandment, he said, because everything flows around love. If you love, you'll want the best for someone. Through love, you're always ready and willing to pick them back up again. What a horrible generation that you and I are faced with today. But history proves out that it has always been from generation to generation. People say, but this is new. No, it isn't. There's nothing new under the sun. One generation away from pagan worship. One generation away when this generation quits proclaiming the word of God, quits promoting the name of Jesus. I guarantee you, folks, You will look for your wife one day, but you can't find her. She'll be under a burqa. You stand strong for the love of Jesus Christ. He happens to be the Savior. No other. The foundation of God's memorial love. Let me give you this. Number one, God's love is personal. John 10, verse 14. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. Now, do you know that Jesus says that he knows his sheep? And he never said, every one of my sheep are just, well, they don't do anything wrong at all. Remember the little hook on the staff that the shepherds carry? Really looks pretty and decorative. Not to the sheep that went astray and the shepherd hooks it around, breaks that leg, and then you see the shepherd carrying the little lamb. Yeah, break his leg and then they carry him. What's he talking about? The whole imagery there is the focus of sometimes you and I have to hit the ditch of life to recognize that our Savior holds us close. Whatever the situation in your life, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you if you find yourself down there. It means that God wants to express his love. Aren't you sick and tired of listening to people talk about love and then they never express it in action? Second, God's love is transformational. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone belongs to Christ, there is a new creation. The old things have gone, everything is made new. Transformational love. I shared with you all, probably a whole lot of stories over the years, but one of the most vile inmates that I'd ever had in the prison system. He committed crimes so vile, and I hadn't been out of the Marine Corps that long at that time, that it would make me boil. I did not want to lead him to Christ. I wanted to throw him in the elevator shaft. And they wouldn't miss him till head count that night for what he had done. Then I listened to his story. It didn't make me think any more of him because he used life as an excuse for what he did, which there was no excuse. And when he had walked out of the office, the chief chaplain had walked in. And he saw me weeping. He said, Larry, what's wrong? And he knew the inmate. He knew the vileness of the crimes. And I said, there's something wrong with me, Jim. And he said, why? I said, when he got up to leave, I loved him. I said, nobody in their right mind could love an animal like that. And I remember the smile on Jim's face. And he said, yep, you got it. Jesus loves us, dirt and all. Jesus loves us, faults and all. He said, the love I'm giving you is transformational. The new creature in you is going to have a desire to love those that are unlovable, to love those that have been your enemy. You win them to the Lord. Let me tell you something. Before I left the prison system as chaplain, I had a great fear because over all of those years, in and out for at least 30 plus with inmates, you know what my fear was? From listening to them talk, Chaplain Vance, if anybody ever messes with you, we'll take care of them. And it got me afraid. Afraid that here you had criminals, some of the hardest core, that was wanting to go beat up or kill people that messed with the only person they had ever met that shared Christ with them. That's frightening. And you said, no, no, don't you do that. Don't do that. But you see, as we grow in life and grow in Christ, that change, that transformation is gradual. Salvation's instant, transformation is gradual throughout our life. 2 Corinthians 5:14, for Christ love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died. That means when you say yes to Jesus, you got it. You died already just like he did. And third and final, God's love is sacrificial. Now I want you to listen to the scripture here in the book of Romans. And you'll find out about the commandments I was talking about. Romans 8, verse 3. The law of Moses could not save us because of our sinful nature. But God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent his own son in a human body like ours, except that ours are sinful. God destroyed sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. That's why we memorialize Jesus. I memorialize Jesus. Jesus ain't dead. The people that I memorialize, remember in my heart of those Christian loved ones that have gone on and Christians that I've met throughout the world, they're not dead. They just caught their ride and I'm still waiting on mine. Will we meet each other? Yes, we will. Will we get to celebrate with one another? Yes, we will. Are we still going to look at each other and ask whose wife was what and whose husband belonged to who? No, we won't. You pick up where you are and you go from there. There's no thought of any of that stuff. It's over. That's human stuff. You will have been made clean, clear through. One more scripture. Ephesians 5, verse 2. Live a life filled with love for us, following the example of Christ who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice to take away your sins. And God was pleased because that sacrifice was like sweet perfume to him. Catch that. On the cross, when you and I look at it today, we're so angry over the Romans and the Jews and all of this. God says that sacrifice was like sweet perfume to him. You know, Jesus really did pay it all. He just really did pay it all. And he paid it all in the name of love. He was not excited or thrilled knowing judgment was coming to so many. But the scripture says he was really excited and thrilled knowing that whosoever calls on his name will be saved. That's not difficult, is it? The salvation of Jesus Christ is a salvation from love, a love that must be memorialized in your heart. But Christian, those of you who are listening by our broadcast, if you were to leave this world today, if your ride came in and you stepped out of that physical body and went on into eternity, would anybody care? Would anybody remember your love? Did you show enough love through your heart that they'll remember you in love or hate, bitterness, disgust? Be careful. Do not allow your memory to go so dim in your heart and bring such judgment against those who have gone on, because you just might meet them one day. As the country parson said, and they're going to be about as surprised to see you there as you are to see them. That's the love of Christ, and it doesn't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we lift our heart to you, thanking you that we can remember. We can memorialize those, dear Heavenly Father, that's made a difference in our life. The true love that only you speak of. Father, forgive us where we fall short and allow your love to be our love, and that we will share your love with the lost and dying world and grow your kingdom. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.